It's your B-Morning Coffee Club, TJ Bowe and producer Hope. 1 week from today, we're going to be out heading to the winning office for Donuts Delight Delivery and Coffee, so you still got time to enter. We'd love to come meet you, your co-workers, and your bosses. Just head on over to WBEE.com, go underneath the contest and events page. It's just the contest page. Concert events are one tab, contest is the other tab. Head on over to WBE.com and enter to win Donuts Delight Delivery. So I'm there yesterday. I'm meeting up with Becca and Vince. I'm DJing their wedding. So they're like, hey, let's meet and talk strategy and game plan. I'm like, sure. Let's go to Donuts Delight, get a coffee and a donut. Mm-hmm. So as we're there sitting there and enjoying, here comes Nick, the owner. And he's like, hey, you guys want to do some sampling? I was just in a lab today and I created a Thanksgiving donut. Turkey, gravy, and stuffing in the donut. And?
Okay.
Delicious.
So, I've seen the recipes online for like Thanksgiving balls.
Yeah.
Where you put it all together and bake it. So, really, it's just within the dough.
Yes.
The same thing that you would do. I could get on board with that.
Yeah, I think you would like it.
Oh, I'm sure I would.
It's not out yet. It won't be till
Thanksgiving. So it's more savory than sweet.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. But there's some icing on top, so you'll catch that little hint. But yes, it is more savory. It was pretty unique. And Becca and Vince were like, this is delicious. This is a great choice coming here for coffee and donuts. We got to play guinea pigs and test, and it was just delicious. So be on the look for that. They're going big. Donuts Delight coming up this Thanksgiving. I mean, there's your whole meal in a donut. You slice it up, and there you go. You're just eating that. TJ, I know you're not the best in the kitchen. I'm just saying.
Are you saying get some Thanksgiving donuts and go here? Done. Let's go watch the parade.
It's Hardy with your B-Morning Coffee Club. He says the new movement in country is not bro country. It's kind of came and gone. It's all about being normal.
I do feel like I'm a part of a class of artists that is, like, when I think of that, I do think of me, Jelly, Morgan, Earn, Lainey Wilson, brought maybe a wave of just normalcy, like normal people, and that sort of resonating with a huge, you know, mass crowd of people. Even guys like Stapleton and, again, like Luke Combs and these people that were just kind of normal-looking people started singing songs that were a little bit more of, like, a different subject matter. And I think that just there was a... There's so many people from small towns that really resonated with that. And that's kind of the movement I think that's happening now.
Interesting. Being normal is what's big in country music now. We're sending Hope down to the CMA Awards on Wednesday. We are nominated for one of the stations of the year. You're heading down there. You're going to hang with normal folk.
Yeah.
That's the new trend. They're just normal.
Yeah. They don't forget where they came from.
Yeah.
That's the roots of country music for sure. But I don't know. Will we ever see a time where the trend with normal guys also applies to the ladies in country music? Like, so far, they're all stunning. There is nothing, quote, normal, like someone just crawled out of a truck bed or someone, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I would like to see that also apply to the women in country where they don't have to have their hair extensions and all the makeup and fit, beautiful, lovely. I know that's pretty to look at, but it needs to apply both ways.
You want more of the lived-in look for the ladies.
Yeah.
Okay.
More like, I don't know.
Well, see if you can find some of them in Nashville. Are you excited about your road trip? Going to go hang with all these normal country artists?
Oh, I'm so excited. Right after the show, heading over to my dad's house. Me, mom, and dad are all loading up the car. I'm going to drive down to Nashville.
You are road tripping with your parents?
Like the Clampets. It's what it sounds like.
Who's watching who? Are you going to have to watch out for them or are they watching you?
Well, Jerry, my dad, very excited to get rowdy on Broadway.
Oh, boy. Uh-oh. Which must thrill you.
I've only been to Nashville with my family. So I've never gotten rowdy with friends down there. I have family that lives just outside of Nashville. So anytime I've been, I've always been with family.
It's always been a very wholesome experience.
Yes.
Well, let's see whose video goes viral from this family trip to Nashville. So you got snacks all prepared? What are you snacking when you're road tripping?
I love a good, combos, pizza flavored combos at the gas station.
Yeah,
it's usually my go to.
Okay, you all play games and stuff while you're traveling, road tripping.
Oh, you know, Lord. You got the license plate game.
Come on,
got the alphabet game.
Oh my gosh,
what am I bringing to the picnic?
You know, you got a radio. Play some music. Just quit all the games. Let everyone enjoy the ride. Do you all get into those, or is there one of you that's like, okay, enough?
Well, you can imagine who gets the most excited to play those games.
It's you.
Yes,
absolutely.
Of course.
It'd be like, I said, that's Illinois.
You know,
where are we in the license plate game, Mom? Dad?
Oh.
And then they make her ride in the trunk.
We're going to get a text. They left me at a truck stop. All right, your road trip. Why are you upset? Your parents are going with you. It's a family thing because you have family in Nashville going to CMA Awards this Wednesday. But why are you so upset about the road trip with your parents? I thought it was a thing.
Well, so my bachelor's degree is in tourism management. And after our last family trip to Memphis, I had my rights taken away to suggest things to do. They were not enthused. We went to Memphis that I brought them to a cemetery.
Okay.
To go look at a grotto.
What?
Oh my gosh.
They had this crystal grotto in this cemetery in Memphis. We pull up and they're like, why are we in a cemetery? It's like, because this was listed on TripAdvisor as one of the things to do. And they're like, you're done. You're not allowed to plan things to do anymore. I just have to follow along to whatever they want to do now.
You know what? And I remember you told us a story that your dad, Jerry, he went somewhere. Oh, he was going to Dollywood.
Mm-hmm.
And because it was delayed, the opening or something, he found the Baked Bean Museum.
Yeah. Dollywood was closed the day they were going to go. So they ended up at the Bush's Baked Beans Museum.
I prefer that over going to a cemetery on a trip. So I'm all about your parents taking away the booking of tours on vacation.
Yeah, I don't care what kind of. Yeah. So you have your degree in it. So you feel like you are more qualified to work out everything that you guys should be doing on this trip.
I would love to, but my special interests don't match up with theirs. And I've had my rights taken away.
I'm with Jerry's taste.
Yeah.
Baked beans. I'll go to that museum over a cemetery anytime. How about you?